With us today is former Congressman Peter King, and a lot of things happening in our city, especially what's going on in our universities. Congressman King, what do you think is going on? Where are all these people coming from? How can...
I was going to say one more thing.
How can 200 agitators, or whether they're students or whether they're outsiders, take the entire Columbia University and turn it upside down?
John, this whole situation is a disgrace. I agree with you. It's a small number of people, but they're effectively organized. I think it's a combination of radical students, but also agitators, planners from the outside who have been doing this for a number of years at different issues. Now they're focused on this one, and they're combining with anti-Semitism. But no, it cannot be done without the outside agitators. Those tents, I mean, that was like a tent city was set there. The expense of that, the cost of that, all the materials that were involved, the organizing. And even like the night when when the police came in, you could see these adults, old, middle-aged people, giving signals and advice to the demonstrators. And so I think it's a combination of many, many outside agitators, too many confused students, left-wing students. But I'm so proud of the job the NYPD did. Some people thought they sent in too many cops. No, I think they wanted to have overwhelming force to make sure that nobody, that the situation cannot get out of hand. They basically surrounded every element of the campus. There was going to be no exit or entrance. There's going to be no disturbances starting in random parts of the campus. They wanted the whole thing under control when they went into that hall to clear it out. But it was it shouldn't have gone on that long. I don't know what's wrong with educators today. John, when you were in college or I was in college, this would not be tolerated at all. It was one thing between peaceful demonstrations, dissents, but to be taking over a university, to be destroying property, to be smashing windows, to be hurling anti-Semitic insults and threatening Jewish students, it reminds me more of Germany in the 1930s than America. This is wrong. So thank God the cops did the job. They got it over with quickly and effectively after days and days of people saying nothing could be done. Once the NYPD got the word, they went in, they took care of it. Massive show of force. They got it done. And they have to now make sure that this is never allowed to happen again. Other universities are having it. NYU, I see Fordham is having troubles. We saw UCLA the other day. This is, John, the country is going in the wrong direction. You always say, what the heck is going on? I think there's a lot of bad things going on. And there's a lack of common sense. And there's a lack of basic patriotism. Can you imagine, John, when you were a student, you went home to your father or mother and started criticizing the United States or being anti-American?
Unheard of. Yeah, now, absolutely. How can we allow people that will never become citizens or should never become citizens if they have green cards that say they hate America? Whether they're migrants or they have green cards and they hate America, what are they doing here? Why are we giving them welfare? Why are we giving them relief if they hate America? Let them go someplace else.
Absolutely. John, the immigrants of previous generations were so proud to be here, so happy. They would kiss the ground, and they loved America. They became more American than the Americans. I mean, nobody was prouder to be an American than immigrants. They loved being here. Now they come here, and they get everything. By the way, the immigrants in those days got nothing. They came in here. They were just happy to be here and be able to work hard for a living. Now, they get credit cards. They get food. They get Ubers. They get bikes. They get everything. And so many in the schools, these students are foreign students. Some of these universities, almost half their student body are foreigners here on green cards. They should be immediately deported, absolutely out the door the next day if they take part in any of these demonstrations. And we should have some kind of a screening. If somebody is overtly anti-Semitic, anti-American, what are universities doing letting them come in if they're not even citizens to begin with? It's terrible.
I agree 100%. When kids are getting student visas, I think somebody should check them out before you let them in. I mean, it's just mind-boggling these days.
It really is. And the abuse they show for the police and also anti-Semitism, it's always been around to some extent. It obviously reached a vicious peak during the Hitler years in the 30s and the 40s. But I think most of us thought that was, for the most part, way behind us. There was always going to be a small undercurrent. But to see now, I mean, all these remarks about the Jews attacking them and praising Hamas, praising the Palestinians. I mean, Hamas is anti-gay, anti-Christian, anti-Semitic, anti-American. And to have young students being educated in the United States, pledging allegiance, basically, putting up the Hamas flag. That's why up at City College or City University now, I was so happy to have Mayor Adams when he directed the NYPD to take down the Hamas flag and put up the American flag. But it's sad when you think that New York City ended up looking like Iwo Jima. We have, you know, two heroic cops putting up the flag like the Marines at Iwo Jima. I mean, it's like we're being overtaken by a foreign power, and it's coming from within. That's really terrible. It's a combination of immigrants or ingrates, outside organizers, students who really are anti-American, anti-Semitic. And I really fear for the future of the country. I really do. And also, you know, I've been critical of Mayor Adams. I know a number of other people have. I thought he could have moved more quickly. But the fact is he did move, and the cops were given a free hand. Nobody tied their hands. Nobody prevented them from doing what they had to do. And just sending those two cops up to put the American flag back on, I thought that was symbolism that really was something should be the mayor should be given credit for. And when he's right, we should stand with him and not just continue to criticize.
Agreed. Where are we going? Where are we going with this, Congressman? I mean, I don't think we're going to solve the college problem until we solve the border problem.
Right. Yeah. This week I was at a briefing. It was not a top level security briefing, but it was people very familiar with domestic terrorism, people in federal and local law enforcement. And they were talking about how dangerous the open border is. Remember, we spent the last 20 years, everybody had to be stopped at the airport. You had to go through magnetometers. You had to be checked for the thought that one or two people may be sneaking in from overseas. Now you have thousands of them, thousands, tens of thousands just streaming across the border. And we know that many of them have been on the terrorist watch list. We know that many of them come from countries which have a history of anti-American and Islamist terrorism. So, no, these are fearful times, John, and I just think that we have to start talking common sense, stop pandering to different groups. I mean, Joe Biden should not be worried about the Arab population in Michigan or Minnesota or wherever he's concerned about, Pennsylvania. The thing is, he should be focused on what's good for America. President Trump has to find a way to really intelligently address this whole issue of immigration. We have to make it clear that we support immigration, but with tight restrictions on who's coming in, and we have to secure that southern border. That should not even be an issue. If you're an American running for president, if you're going to be president of this country, you have to have secure borders. Otherwise, we're not a country. And it's bad enough that we'd be infiltrated by people who have really no great desire to be Americans, but we can have dangerous terrorists coming in, drug dealers coming in. We have to get things under control, and we have to start setting standards again and make people accountable for their actions. And that's starting off with kids who get a trophy for no matter what they do. You don't flunk them in school. You don't want to hurt their feelings. Then they get to college and they feel they can tear the country apart. We have to tell immigrants as they're coming in here, you do it legally or you go back home.
Congressman King, thank you for your input. And common sense has to prevail. Otherwise, our country's going to have a problem. Thank you so much.
Hey, John, I'll see you tomorrow night on Captain Cosby.